with the governor's announcement that he will begin allowing businesses to slowly open up, provided they observe the appropriate social distancing regulations that will accompany any such decision. Who's looking out for your freedom and your liberty? Let me give you an example. We mentioned yesterday that he's allowing restaurants to open for in-house dining, but those in-house dining allowances come with restrictions. Guest occupancy has to be 50% of maximum, plus everybody has to sign in. Everybody has to sign in so that they can trace, in case you have coronavirus, or in case somebody who is dining there has coronavirus, comes down with coronavirus, they will be able to send somebody out to let you know that you have been exposed to the virus. The governor says he's got over 1,400 people to do just that. This has caught the attention of State Senator Doug Erickson up in Northwest Washington's Ferndale-Whatcom County area. Asked him if he would jump on with me for a quick un momento about the severity of what is going on here. Because a lot of people, when they hear about tracing, they're thinking, oh, they just want to make sure they're tracking the disease so they can let people who may have been exposed know about it. You're not buying it, Senator Erickson.
You know, it's kind of interesting, John. Do I need to give you my social security number, my email address, my home address, you know, to be able to be on your show now? so they can track where I'm at?
No, just send a check. That's all you ever need to do. Just send a check. Joking, by the way, goodness. Management. Joking. No payola going on here. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on, John. In Governor Inslee's press conference yesterday, he dropped quite a few bombs in terms of his plans for the future of Washington State and provided, you know, not much detail to go along with it. And this is another example where he did it in isolation from the legislative process. So we learned about it as you learned about it in the press conference yesterday. So the ideas of 14-day involuntary quarantines for people who are said to have been around somebody who had the virus is pretty troubling. Using the National Guard to go door to door is troubling. These are the kind of things when you just drop those bombs in a press conference that people get very, very concerned about. And so we're trying hard right now to get details on what he said yesterday. Quick example is, will you be required in Washington State to take a COVID-19 test? Can the government force you to do that? First question. Second one is, can the government say it's not required to get the test, but if you don't get the test, then you can't go to school, you can't go to a sporting event, or you can't go to a restaurant? The third one would be, how do they track you if you had the test?
Well,
so many questions.
Let me add a fourth. How useful is so-called tracking and tracing if you can spread coronavirus without having symptoms? So I could go to a restaurant, right? Go to any place, go to a grocery store. I could go to any place, hardware store. And a week later, I might be, I think I feel a cold coming on, maybe even flu. Well, I may have had coronavirus for over a week, including when I was at the hardware store, but I wasn't showing symptoms. Now, I may have been inadvertently spreading it, but you never know. So how is someone supposed to trace back every person they talk to, every place they've been for the previous 2 weeks?
Well, exactly. It's almost impossible to do, number one. but then also how often do you have to be tested under this regime? I mean, one of the goals I've heard talked about by Republicans in Washington, D.C., and Democrats here in Washington State is required testing. And everybody has to be tested. Well, how often do you have to be tested? Here's one other part of this, John, that isn't getting a lot of attention yet. So last weekend, we had a Freedom cruise in Linden, 500 cars, about 1,500 people participated. It was huge.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun, actually. People were letting off a lot of steam that needed to happen in a very peaceful and respectful way. But if somebody was identified with COVID who doesn't like what we did out there, they could then claim that they went to that rally, walked around, had contact with me, with somebody else, and then all of a sudden, under Governor Inslee's new rules, I would get a knock at my door, you know, from the National Guard or from one of these tracers, putting my family into 14-day quarantine. Whether or not I actually met this person or shook their hand or was within 6 feet of them, nobody will ever know. So the system he's putting in place is could be used, you know, to attack people by saying that you were close to them. And then all of a sudden you and your entire family goes into a 14-day mandatory government required quarantine.
Yes. Now, what do you say to those? Well, the alternative is you might accidentally be spreading coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, that is a true fact. And I think that this program was put in place by or developed by engineers and people who work in the health field but don't really have any understanding for, you know, freedoms, rights, liberties of what's going on. There are ways you can protect everybody at all times, I guess, by forcing them to stay home. But
yeah,
there is
see,
some inherent risk to life.
That's what I'm leading to. That's what I'm leading to. If your goal is do whatever is necessary to have the least number of coronavirus cases, then everybody stays home. Everybody stays indoors. Nobody does anything. And you know what? Even that probably won't work because, as we have seen, Governor Cuomo ended up having to acknowledge this. The vast majority of people who are infected with coronavirus are infected indoors at their place of residence. They are infected at home. So this notion that, well, we need to keep people indoors is probably the opposite of what we should be encouraging. Right now, we should be encouraging people to spend more time outdoors. And this whole notion of why you have to sign in to sit 6 feet away from anyone else while someone wearing a mask and gloves comes to dine on or comes to take your order from the single-use menu that you've been handed, while someone else can stroll into a hardware store or a grocery store or a marijuana shop and not sign in at all, is just, again, there's no science here. These are just government bureaucrats being busybodies and trying to micromanage people's lives. They're wildly inconsistent. Why would I have to sign up to sit down at a table to order some ham and eggs, but I don't to go into a store and buy ham and eggs? Why?
Oh, because as you just said, it's people who are well-intentioned. I'm not going to say these people aren't well-intentioned. They're given a job and they come up with rules, but they do it in a vacuum in isolation from reality. And we can go through many of the rules that have come out for the construction industry to restart that just make no sense and actually create safety hazards. So we have to move away from that. But the restaurant issue, what I'm telling people is, you know, if you want to sign up and give your name and email address so you can be notified, I think that's your right to do it. But I think you also have a right not to do that. If you do not want to be tracked by the government and have this go into a database about where you're at, you know, many of us do that anyway with a credit card or rewards programs. But it should be up to the individual person to make the decision of what's best for them. And this complete lack of trust in the individual is amazing out of our government.
Well, thank you, because you know what? If the governor had simply said, if you wish to sign in before you go so that you can be notified in case someone comes down with coronavirus, We're happy to give you the information because we know that you want to stay safe and we know you want to keep your family safe and we know that you don't want to expose anyone unknowingly to coronavirus. Okay? Trust people. Because when you start ordering them around and micromanaging and say, if you want to have a meal, you need to sign in, you're going way, way over the line. And you're just inviting resentment and you're inviting people to just quietly ignore the rules. And that is not good for the rule of law. When people in the name of liberty feel increasingly comfortable with ignoring the law because the law is no longer there to guard your liberty. The law is being used to encroach on it. Final word, Senator Erickson.
Yeah, man. Tough to argue with that one. In an emergency response situation, rules have to be equally applied to all, and the people have to buy off on the rules. And you have to trust the people a bit more. A quick little analogy, if I can, John, to take 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Washington State compared to Idaho. Washington State has signs that say litter and it will hurt on the side of the freeway. Mm-hmm. If you go to Idaho, it says Idaho is too beautiful to litter. It's just the state top-down mentality of Washington compared to the freedom-loving people of Idaho where you trust the people to do the right thing.
Exactly. Oh, that makes the point very well. And I thank you. That is State Senator Doug Erickson. By the way, last question real quickly. What should people do? What are you going to do when you walk into a restaurant and they say, Senator, if you could sign in?
You know, I'll probably decline to sign in, but if I go to a couple of restaurants, I have rewards programs with them, and I usually sign in with that anyway, so people will know I'm there and they can contact me in that way. But it might be case by case, it might be the type of place, but it'll be up to me and my family to make that decision.
All right. Doug, it's always great talking. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John. It is-